Kingy, you know far, far better than me that life can change pretty quick when you're drafted to an AFL club. You're over there at Bowen's Timber opposite Arden Street. Dennis gets you over to do an impromptu beep test after drafting it.
But hang on, Dennis, I'm making a sale.
Better make sure we made the right decision here. Yeah. So things can change pretty quick, and I'm not sure where Charlie Dean would have been headed today had he not been taken in the rookie draft, but we know where he's headed right now. He's on his way to training at one of the biggest clubs, sporting organisations in the country, the Collingwood Football Club. And he joins us on the line. Charlie, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Sam and Kingy. No worries.
The head's still spinning a bit, mate? Or what's the last couple of days been like since you were plucked from Williamstown, pick two in last week's AFL rookie draft by the Pies?
Yeah, it's a pretty quick turnaround from the Friday to rocking up on the Monday. But once I got to the club and found my feet, it was pretty good, and I feel pretty comfortable now. And also getting the footies out yesterday during our main training, that sort of made me feel a lot more comfortable and that I'm up to the level. So it's great to meet the boys and the staff, and they've all been really welcoming.
Charlie, are you happier when the balls come out or when the athletic profiling is done? The 2Kers, the repeat 1Kers, that sort of stuff? Or are you a skills man?
I'm definitely happier during the drills, but I know that it's part and parcel of being a footballer now, all the running and stuff, so got to learn to like that as well, but I'm definitely a footy man.
Had a great year at Williamstown, VFL Team of the Year, the Fothergill Medal, all that sort of stuff, but you're what would you call yourself, an intercept defender, a key defender, 195 centimetres. What's the conversation like when you meet the coach and you meet the development crew and that sort of thing? What sort of education are they giving you day one to try and make sure you're the best you can be entering this pre-season?
Yeah, so quite a lot of information is fed early in terms of meeting people from all different departments. So the coaches have been really good with not giving us too much information at the moment, but I can't wait till all that game plan stuff comes in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, right at the moment, we haven't really got stuck into it, but yeah, I can't wait till we get cracking on the footy stuff and learning about the strategy and all that.
Now, Charlie, those that have followed your journey, and there would be a few of them listening this morning, don't need us to remind them, but you haven't always been a defender. You're a forward, obviously, before that. Now, was it Justin Platt, the coach at Williamstown, who made the big decision to move you from forward to back before this season?
Yeah, originally I trained in the COVID-affected year with the backs when Andy Collins was at Willie, and then... Yep. When Plappy took over, he kept me down back and really liked what he saw there. And yeah, I can't thank those two coaches enough for the switch. It sort of refreshed me and it taught me a lot about different positions, and I think it's provided me with a lot of versatility.
And as a junior and going up to playing for Sandy, obviously, in the NAB League and such, were you always a forward?
Yeah, I think I was running around in Division 3 for South Melbourne, so I was playing in the midfield and following the ball, so... I think I was a bit taller than the average midfielder. But,
sounds like you're doing what you want, Charlie. Sounds like you're just running wherever you felt you need.
Yeah, I think there was a couple of us. I reckon we had a couple 190 centimetre midfielders in about under 13. So, yeah, I played a bit of everywhere.
So the reason I asked that, Charlie, I guess growing up with you know all those forward line traits and the nous you would have playing forward, how does that shape you as a defender now? Would you describe yourself as perhaps more attacking? And how has it shaped your defensive craft having played forward for so long?
I think I've got a better understanding of forwards leading patterns and also knowing when I'm able to drop off and when forwards are sort of leading to a space that they're not likely to get the ball. And then at the same time, on the other hand, I know where dangerous space is, and I think I'm able to defend dangerous space a lot better, knowing what I enjoy doing as a forward. So, yeah, that experience has given me a lot of learnings about what my opponents like and don't like.
Charlie, can I ask, away from football, so the rookie program's fantastic to give you an opportunity, but it does pause the rest of your life in some ways. What were you doing outside of football? Were you studying? Were you working? What were you up to?
Yeah, I'm 2 years into an economics and finance degree, and I was coaching football and cricket at Wesley College. And this week, actually, I was meant to start a full-time internship at in the finance department at a company called Aurora. So it's been a bit of a 360 and definitely playing footy was an easy choice, and I was able to push aside the internship.
Yeah, so all that just gets parked for while you have an opportunity at Collingwood, obviously, and have a full tilt at it. What does it do? Does it with the times? Being on the rookie list, does that give you more out of hours time to get back into that finance side of it, or are you just full bore into the program?
I think I might pick up one subject a semester or so, but I'm fully aware that as a rookie, there's a bit of urgency and you've got to impress quickly because it's a one-year contract and I'm not here to just be drafted. I really want to play AFL games. So I've got to find that balance between putting everything I can into my footy, but then also making sure I've got my plan B still going and I'm still learning things outside of footy.
Oh, folks will be happy to hear that, Charlie.
I like that answer.
So I mentioned Sandringham in the 2019 NAB League, and then you went undrafted, which I imagine was hugely disappointing, and then you had to sit out 2020, and then you really came on this year. Did you know you were going to be picked up in either draft, and how many interviews did you have going in?
Yeah, I probably had half a dozen interviews, and I was fairly confident, but I was holding on hope for the first night, and then when that didn't happen, it was pretty shattering. But just to be given an opportunity on that Friday, I was over the moon and had close family and friends near me, and it was just a great day to celebrate, because obviously missing out in 2019 was pretty heartbreaking for me. But I think it's a blessing in disguise now, because I feel like I'm a lot more mature, and I look at this opportunity as if I've got to take it with both hands, and maybe back then I might have thought that it was going to last forever. So I suppose it might have happened for a reason, and now it's time to get to work, I guess.
Charlie might be down there with a dual purpose role. If footy doesn't work out, he might be able to go in and just fix up that salary cap, given his finance background. His
head is screwed right on, isn't it?
Oh yeah, he's all over this. Hey Charlie, we talk regularly about the under 18 competition as compared to the full-blown AFL. They're different codes. You know, the rules in place with you've got to have a certain amount of players in certain areas, the anti-density stuff and the non-tagging and all those sorts of things. VFL to AFL, do you expect there to be a massive difference in the way you play in terms of your positioning and all that sort of stuff, or do you think it's pretty similar?
Yeah, I probably expect skill execution to be a lot higher, but then also the pressure to be higher as well. So as a key back, I think that helps you out because you're able to hedge off your opponent a bit more. I expect a big change. I don't know how that's going to look like, but I obviously understand that it's another step VFL to AFL, like it was from NAB League to VFL.
We need to let you go shortly, Charlie, because obviously you've got places to be and people to see at Collingwood in the not-too-distant future this morning. But who's the big... I know you've only been there for a couple of days. Who's the big man on campus at Collingwood? Now, I know Scotty Pendlebury's the captain, but who's the big dog on the block down there that's the alpha male of the group, the leader of the group that you've witnessed in the first couple of days there?
Well, it's probably hard to get the full picture at the moment. Only
they're not
one
all there.
Day. And also, the older boys are back on next week, so I haven't got the full idea, but so far I would probably say everyone looks up to Pendles, but I reckon the size of Jordan Roughhead, I didn't understand how big he was, but his presence is huge, so there's one for you.
Just a quick one before we wrap you up, Charlie, are you a shirt on or a shirt off type operator during training?
Definitely shirt on. Probably don't have the points in the bank like some of the other boys. So
give it time. Give it time.
We're going to track this. Charlie, we're going to track this. The minute that shirt comes off, we know you think you've arrived.
Yeah.
We'll be watching.
Hey, that won't be too far away, I don't reckon, Kingy. Charlie, best of luck with what's to come. It's been an interesting journey so far. You're just getting started, of course, and been a pleasure to talk to you this morning. Hey, best of luck over the summer and obviously the years to come.
Thanks very much, Sam and Kingy. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Charlie.
Charlie Dean there.
What a ripper.
What a cracking young man he is, yeah. Charlie Dean. As I said, that head is well and truly screwed on. Pretty intelligent young man, and he's going to get his chance at Collingwood. Wish him well.
He might be too smart to play down back.
That's feedback.
I think he'll end up forward.
That feedback's coming through off the text.